Torah Way, Northwest London, Friday the 8th of November, Erev Shabbos Yud Cheshvan, Rav Shmuley Peltz, on the subject of Parshas Lech Lecha.
I'd like to speak today about Parshas Lech Lecha. In Parshas Lech Lecha, the pasuk brings down that there was a dispute, a quarrel, between the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Lot. See, even in those times, back in the days, there was also disputes going on. And here there was a dispute between the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Lot. What was the dispute? Rashi brings down from Chazal. The dispute was that the royal Lot, the shepherds of Lot, used to go and wander into different fields of other people and eat the pears of other people, which is Gezel. And the royal Avraham, who were the shepherds of Avraham, they put up a fight against them, and they told them, "How can you do such a thing? It's Gezel." So Rashi brings down on that pasuk, Vayehi Riv bin Reu Mikne Avraham bin Reu Mikne Lot, Rashi brings down that the quarrel was a longish quarrel, it was a Torah day quarrel. I mean, it's very interesting. The shepherds were Talmidei Chachamim. It's like the Talmidei Chachamim, which had an interesting dispute. What was the dispute? Rashi brings down that the Reu Lot told the Reu Avraham, "I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham the land, the promised land, and he doesn't have a Yerush. He doesn't have anyone who's going to be Yerushim. And Lot was the brother, Lot, who's the nephew of Avraham, the son of his brother, and he'll take the Yerushim. So Hayois belongs to Avraham. So there's no problem whatsoever in eating the sodos from other people, because it belongs to Avraham. That's what they tie it to Avraham. Didn't Stam go and do Gezel?" What did Avraham answer? What did the Roya Avraham answer? What did the shepherds of Avraham answer? Like it says in the pasuk, "V'haknani v'haprizi oz yoyshev ba'oretz." The Knanim and the Prizim were then dwelling on the land. So Rashi brings down that they said that Roya Avraham said to Roya Loik, "Lo yizocha ba Avraham adayin." Avraham hasn't yet actually inherited it. He actually didn't receive it. He didn't receive this promised land. It wasn't yet his. So you can't go and take it. That was an interesting quarrel, very interesting fight between Roya Avraham and Roya Lot. So the Achronim, Barosham, the Sefer Proshes Derochim. Proshes Derochim was an earlier Achron, Mishnah LeMelech, one of the commentaries on the Rambam. Put up a big question over here. A big question comes out from Rashi that the Roya Avraham is tiny, that didn't belong yet to Avraham. So they asked, that for many places in Chazal we see that Avraham, even before the Zaray Avraham were Yerush Oret Eretz Yisrael, it really belonged to Avraham. It was Yerusha Humi Abiseinu. It really belonged to Avraham already. One of the Chazalim they bring down, which they ask very strongly from, is in Parshas Chayesara we see the whole discussion between Ephraim and Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wanted to come and bury Sarah. And Ephraim said, "You have to pay me money." So Avraham said, "I'll pay you money, 400. Chazal bring down that Avraham Avinu told Ephraim that, "I don't mind paying for it. I don't mind paying actually for the land. But if you don't give it to me, I'll take it by force, because the land really belongs to me. The land belongs to me, I can take it." That's what Chazal say. So the Proshes Derochim asks the following question. You see Mefurish in Chazal that really the land belonged to Avraham Avinu. Obviously, if it wouldn't belong to Avraham Avinu, we wouldn't have any title to Ephraim on that belongs to him. So you see Mefurish, it belongs to Avraham Avinu. So if it belongs to Avraham Avinu, how can Rashi say here by the dispute of Roya Lot and Roya Avraham, how can Rashi bring down that It didn't belong to Avram. Avram, Roya Avram, the shepherds of Avram said, it doesn't belong to us. But you see in many places of Chazal, which we just brought now, by Chatz Kaisoro, when they buried Ephraim, it said Mufarash that it did belong to Avram. And so there is a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara, very interesting Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Gemara in Baba Basra Dafkuf, Gemara brings a machlekas when somebody wants to be koina, wants to buy somebody else's land. What does he have to do? Does he have to make actually a kinyan chazaka in the field? Only his kinyan chazaka. Many different ways of doing it. Or he makes a, or he digs in the land, or he takes a key and he closes the doors. There's many different ways of chazaka. Or there's another way of doing chazaka is by walking around the land. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the Manda Omar that he can be kinyan chazaka by walking around. From where? It's said that by Avraham Avinu, Kum is halech be'eretz ba'aretz la'or kol rachbo ki lecho et neno. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, go around, walk around, because I'm going to give it to you. I'm giving it to you. So you see, even by walking around the field, he also coined the field. It shows the bailus, it shows the ownership. So the Gemara answers, there's no right from there. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, k'dei shei noyach lichvoish lifnei bonov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be coin of the land, right? In order for that when his children come, it will be easier for them. So we have to, yeah? So that means it wasn't really coin of like a regular bailus. We have to understand what that means. But one thing you do see is that Avraham Avinu had some ownership already before. When he went around, walked around, he had ownership. So this is one of the places the Baruch Shem brings down, that we see that Avraham Avinu really had ownership in the land of Eretz Yisrael, even before his children went in, when they did the war and they went into Eretz Canaan. So the question comes back: the stira, we see a stira from one chazal to another chazal. One chazal we see in this week's parasha, the quarrel, the dispute between Roya Loit and Roya Avram, the shepherds of Avram, the shepherds of Loit. There was a dispute: who does it belong to? Roya Loit said, "We can go and do what we want, eat where we want, there's no problem of Gezel, there's no problem, we're not over the Issa Gezel." And Roya Avram said, "No, it hasn't yet belonged to Avram Avinu, we can't take it." Well, the Roya Loit were correct, that it did belong to Avram Avinu. Says the Prosh Sorokin,
"Why are the Loit have to go to Avram's field?" Never. If it belongs to Avram, Loit.
Yeah, so Rashi brings down, as I said before, Rashi brings down that Avram Avinu didn't have any children then. So he wasn't a Yerush, he didn't have any Yerushim. So who is his Yerush? The next one on the stage, his brother's son was alive, Loit. Loit was his brother's son. So Loit was, they were saying that Loit really has a Skos Yerusha. So he has a Skos Yerusha, we can get the land, we can eat it like you, he doesn't have a Yerush. That's what Rashi brings down. So the Prophet Rachel says an interesting phenomenon. He says that this. He says we know in Shas, in many places in the Shas, there's a concept of a Kinyan Haguf and a Kinyan Peres. I think over here, the people in London will definitely understand this concept. You know, we'll put it into terms of freehold and leasehold. I think everyone's familiar in that concept of freehold and leasehold. So you have a Kinyan Haguf, somebody owns the structure, and a Kinyan Peres, he owns the Ishtamshi, he can do what he can actually live there. So we know in Chazal, you know in Gemara, many places, Baba Basra, there's Kinyan Haguf and Kinyan Peres. Somebody owns the structure of a field and somebody owns the Kinyan Peres, the thing, you know, the produce which comes out. And there's many Nafkimillas. The Gemara in some places say, you know, the Gemara sometimes brings a Machlikas, where there's somebody who is the Ikka Bailas? Who is the Ikka? Who is the main owner? Is it one who owns the structure of the property or is it the one who owns, we call it the leasehold, the Kinyan Peres? Says the Prophet Sorokin, Amoridig Yisoy, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Avraham Avinu before his children went into Eretz Yisrael, that was only the Kinyan Haguf. He gave him the structure. He gave him the structure ownership. That's the Kinyan Haguf. But the Kinyan Peres he did not yet receive. That's what the Prophet Sorokin goes, that's why he's very marach, the Mishnah Lamelech, he's very marach on this. So the Avraham Avinu, we saw many places Avraham Avinu with Etzem Zoicha in the Kinyan Aguf, but he wasn't yet Zoicha in the Kinyan Peris. He wasn't yet Zoicha in the Shtamshus. So Memela says the Prashat Rochim, that's the Pshat over here. The Roya Loit and the Roya Avraham. A Roya Loit said to Roya Avraham, the Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu told him, yeah, that's true. That's the actual structure. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the actual structure, the actual goof. But the peros which grow out, that's not ours. So it's proper gezel to eat. It's proper gezel to eat the peros. But the kinyan goof, you're right. That belongs to Avraham Avinu. So let's say in the parshas of Chayei Sarah, we'll be talking about burying Sarah. So Avraham Avinu told Ephraim, really the structure belongs to me. I can bury her because the kinyan goof belongs to me. But the kinyan peros does not yet belong to me. And with that, we can understand, we brought the Gemara in Baba Basra before. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go around, walk around, in Kume Salech Ba'oretz, La'orkarach, walk around the whole Eretz Yisrael, because with that I'll give you the land. And the Gemara asks, the raya from here, that to make a chazoka, to be koinah with chazoka, is enough to walk around. And we know to be koinah with chazoka is not enough to walk around the field. You actually have to do some pu'ula. You have to do some, you know, you have to dig.
Action.
And some action. You have to do some type of action. No parrots. Yeah, you have to do some type of action. So the Gemara said, you're right. Usually you're right, you have to do some type of action. But you know why Avraham Avinu didn't have to do any action and it was enough? He walked around there to Israel? Yeah, that's the Gemara. In order to be easier for the Klal Yisrael when they come into Eretz Yisrael, in order to do the Melchama, in order to be Kodesh. With the Parashat Terachim, he doesn't really say that, but you can understand that if the only Kinyan Aguf belonged to Avraham Avinu before, the Kinyan Peres hasn't yet belonged, so the Kinyan Aguf, that was enough to walk around. But the Kinyan Peres, that's what the Klal Yisrael, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to do Melchama to get everything, you know, everything from Avraham Avinu.
Is that halacha in Kenyan?
We'll see soon. But akoponim, I want to stress that the Parshas Terachim is making a chiluk between Kinyan Aguf and Kinyan Peres. The Kinyan Aguf belonged to Avraham Avinu before, and the Kinyan Peres not. And that's how he understands. He wants to be miyashev the Stira Chazal.
But that's now, what the Roim are saying.
What?
That's not what Lot Roim are saying.
Yeah, Roy was saying that belongs to Avraham Avinu.
Ground.
Yeah, so they thought because the ground belongs to them, so Namela, I can take the Paris also. So Avraham said, no, very nice, the goof belongs to me, but the Paris doesn't yet belong to him. But the problem in this is that the way they say over the Prophet's Drocha, the Achroinim bring down, the Bismir, many Achroinim bring down this Prophet's Drocha, and they explain it on terms of Kinyan Aguf and Kinyan Paris, like we said, freehold and leasehold. But there's a big problem over here. I'm sure you all know, if somebody owns in the building the freehold, and somebody else there who's living there, he can't do what he wants. That means he can't go and do a pu'ulah action, which will be a stira, which will be a damage for the one who owns the leasehold, right? Because he can use, you know, it will be something which will disturb his ishtamshus of the leasehold, you know, it's a problem. He can't do such a thing. So how does Rosh Zerachim on earth explain when Avraham Avinu went to Ephraim and he told him, I want to bury Sarah. So Avraham Avinu told Ephraim, if you give it to me with money, it's good. If not, I'll take it minadin. I'll take it because it's mine. What do you mean it's yours? If only the goof, the structure belongs to him, that's not enough that Avraham Avinu should be able to bury Sarah. Very nice, he owns the goof, he owns the whole Moras of Achpela, but he doesn't own the Shtamshus, he doesn't own the, you know, the Yudid, and more than that, if he's going to bury Sarah there, he's going to take away the Shtamshus. You won't be able to bury there. You know, some the Gemara says there's a place where it's a basic forest, you can't bury, you know, you can't use it for other things. You can't go and do what you want because you own the structure. Somebody will own the freehold of a building and go do what he wants. The next thing he'll know, he'll be in court.
It's a law, so maybe it's kind of.
No, Oro looks like was a big structure underneath that was going on. Couldn't have saying it was a big thing. The Morris of Aquila was double.
No, but nothing could have grown in the Morris.
Yeah, but obviously it was things which, you know, would be mafria on big, you know, that would be mafria. You can't, if somebody owns a goof, you can't go and dig underneath and do what he wants. He needs the permission of the one that owns the Kenyan Paris. I think that Pshat in the Parashas Terachim, if you look inside the Parashas Terachim, well, he does say that Avraham Avinu owned the Guf, he owned the Kenyan Guf, but he doesn't not say, he doesn't underline over there that the difference was he only owned the Guf and not the Paris, and the Paris belonged, but Klal Yisrael only got it when they went into the war with the Canaanim. What he does say is, he says the Kenyan Guf belonged to Avraham Avinu, but until the kids of Avraham Avinu went into Eretz Canaan, the Canaanim owned, had rishus to live there, had rishus to plant there. That's what he says. They had a rishus, they had the permission to plant there. What am I trying to say? We know in the Gemara, in many Gemaras, when the Gemara brings a machlokes between Kenyan Guf or Kenyan Paris, what's better? Somebody owns the structure, or somebody owns the Kenyan Paris. And there's many enough geminas in the Gemara of Kenyan Guf or Kenyan Paris. Like I'll tell you, one of the Nafkimim, the Gemara said, if you want to bring Bikurim, if somebody wants to bring Bikurim, he has to own the land. Yeah? He has to say, like we say in the Pasuk, when you bring Bikurim, you have to say, Adom Ashen Santo Li. So the Gemara says, that's where the difference is, if Kenyan Aguf ki Kenyan Peres, or Kenyan Peres Kenyan Aguf, or Kenyan Peres Lav ki Kenyan Aguf. If we say the one who owns the Peres, he owns the Guf, so he can say, Adom Ashen Santo Li. Because the Kenyan Peres is the Ike ownership. But if Kenyan Peros lav Kenyan Guf, somebody owns the Peros, doesn't necessarily owns the whole land, so you can't say Adam Ashen Zatali. So that's by a regular Kenyan Guf and Kenyan Peros, and that's the Nafke Minas if you hold Kenyan Guf, Kenyan Peros, Kenyan Guf. Over here, this is not the case. The Kenyan Peros, a usual Kenyan Peros, the reason why Kenyan Peros should be like a Kenyan Guf, because the Kenyan Peres means even the leasehold owns also the freehold to a certain extent, that what he wants to do, the Kenyan Peres, he has certain permissions he's allowed to do. So he owns something of the Guf. The one who owns the structure also owns, has a certain type of ownership. But the Kenyan Peres has a certain ownership in the Guf. And that, there's a machlokes in the Gemara where the Kenyan Peres is a Kenyan Guf, is either Ike ownership or is he not the Ike ownership. But there are types of Kenyan Peros which has no shaifas, has no connection to the Kenyan Guf. If I, let's take an example, tell you, I go have my house, I let you use it for a day. I let you use it for 10 days, 10 years. But you don't know any, you can't do any, you can't change any structure in the building. That's a Kenyan Peros, which is the Kula Alma, to everyone holds, that such a Kenyan Peros is not a Kenyan Guf. There's no machlokes in the Gemara on such an episode. If somebody owns only the Rishus, to be mishtamish in a place, he will be able to own the Guf, and let's say Bikurim, if he owns a field, he'll be able to say, Hadomash and Satali. There's no such a thing. So all the Prashas Terachim was trying to say is, that the Canaanim didn't own any Kenyan Peres in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu owned the whole thing. Avraham Avinu already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, Yerushim Aviseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu then and there, he gave him everything. He owned everything. Know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, until Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, the Canaanim have a rishus, they have a permission to use it. But the permission to use it doesn't give them any type of shaykhs, any connection to the guf of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has no shaykhs to Canaanim. It's not like every king in Aperis, which we say, every king in Aperis, the king in Aguf, that the one who owns the Aperis, it's not like a leasehold or freehold, as we call it over here. It's not a leasehold. A leasehold owns some type of, I think so, I'm not 100%, but I think a leasehold has some connection to the Guf that he can do certain things because he owns, it's not like a permission you give there, you actually own something also in the actual structure also. But there is a freehold, he owns the main structure. But there's a Kenyan Peres, which we're talking about over here, with the Canaanim owned in Eretz Yisrael, which had no connection to any of the Guf. They had, all they had was the permission. If you look in the Parashas Terachim, the Mishnah Lamech, he doesn't say Kenyan Peres. He just said they had Rishus. Rishus. So if you say that, it's very understanding the Machlok is now Re'a Loit, Re'a Avram. And if you look at the Targum Yonason and the Targum Yerushalmi, that's what he says. That's what he, when he speaks out the quarrel of Loit, he says very much that he said that they said, when the Re'a Avram told the Re'a Loit, you're right, Avram Avinu Now we can understand also, somebody brought out before, he said that royal Lloyd knew that the Kenyan period belongs to Avram, so what was his taina that there's no gezel? Very nice, I own the goof, but you don't own the period. But if this, what we're saying now, that royal Lloyd really had the proper taina, had the proper, you know, they said, we own everything. Avram Avinu owns everything. He owns the Kenyan goof, Kenyan period, he owns everything. So if he owns everything, okay, so the Canaanim now allowed to stay there. Why shouldn't we be able to eat the produce? That was very understandable. That's very understandable. The tzad of the royal Lloyd said the royal Avram, you're right. Everything belongs to Avram. But the Loshna Rish Targum Rishami, I bring out, it says, Adkan Islehu Rishu Ba'ara. Till now, they have a Rishus. Rishus means permission, nothing more than that. Till now, they have a Rishus to stay there and eat the Kenyan berries. So Lord Avram said, you're right, he owns everything. But they have a certain permission, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets them eat now in Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't belong to them as Kenyan Gov. But they have a Rishus to eat there, so we can't take that away. That's also called Gezel. If somebody goes and plants something in your field, it belongs to the one who plants it. You can't go and take it. Yeah, we know. If somebody goes with somebody else's field, even without permission, the Gemara says, if you go to somebody else's field and you plant something, who does it belong to? It belongs to the one who plants. Okay, the one that owns it has certain, you know, you can get a certain thing out of it, but really it belongs to the one who plants it. So you're associated with Shalom Rishus, but it belongs to him. So Roya Avram told Roya Lloyd, very nice, so Avram Vino owns everything, but because they had Rishus to plant it there, so they were allowed to, they're not allowed to take it away from them. So it's very understandable. This whole machlekes, and now we can understand very well in Parshat Chayei Sarah, Avram Avinu told Ephraim, if you don't want to give me the money, I'm going to bury their Sarah, whether you like it or not, it belongs to me. You're going to come with, we own the Kenyan Peres, could be, you know, they'll come with a Lomda Shataina, Kenyan Peres, Kenyan Aguf, we really own the Morat Avpela. No, you don't own anything, we own everything. You had Rishus now on Eretz Yisrael to Mishdamish. But what's Negea to Guf? Let's say if I want to bury Sarah, what's that Negea to? Guf. If you only own Rishus, let's say you give somebody a house to be Mishdamish, to get Rishus, he can do things which are Negea to the Guf, he's allowed to do. So Avram Avinu can go and bury Sarah, he has no problem. I own everything. You're allowed to use it on top, you can do what you want, but I can go and bury it. So he told Ephraim, if you give me money, it's fine. I'll give you money if you let me buy it with money, it's fine. If not, I'll take him nadin. Because it really all belonged to Avram Avinu. And the process of Rochem, I think, is gewaldig. I would like to Messiah, first of all, in Parshas Lech Lecha, beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Lech Lecha, me'arutzecha, me'ladetcha, u'beis hovicha, ela oret asher arekha. We know that this is one of the nesiyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu. Lech lecha, go out from your town, me'arutzecha, u'me'miladetcha, b'savicha, to the land I'll show you. Rashi brings down, lech lecha, lahanoscha, l'toivoscha, for your own sake, for your own good. We know, Chazal say, one of the nesiyonos of Avram Avinu was lech lecha, me'arutzecha. You tell somebody, go out of your, you don't know where, you know, go out of your place, you don't know where you're going, follow me. All that, a lot of Mepharshim will ask, they don't understand this in the Soyim. What's the major in the Soyim? Avram Avinu hears from HaKadosh Baruch himself. Avram Avinu was a Navi, you know. And Avram Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch tells him himself, Lech Lecha, I'll be so good to you. Over here, you're not maybe Matzliach, but you know, there, I'll make you a multi-millionaire. Whatever you want, whatever your kids, children, no problem. Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha. Is that in the Soyim? If HaKadosh Baruch tells somebody, I'll go, you know, I'll give you, go to another place, and you know, you get everything. What's the major in the soil? So too, there's a question, in Parshas Chai, also in Parshas Chai Sorrow, about Akedas Yitzchok. We all know that Akedas Yitzchok was a major in the soil, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, take your only son, which after 100 years you had a son, take him and bring him up Lo'ilam. And there's a massive nesoyon of Akedas Yitzchok, which we, till today, gave from that nesoyon. The Mefrashim asked the same question over there. What's the major nesoyon of Akedas Yitzchok? Avram Avinu was a Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, straight out, you can't go wrong. Take your son and take him off our Akedah. So what I'm saying, what should have stopped him? But the kasha over here from our pasha, Lecha Chomatzka, I think is a much stronger kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Mani, go, it'll be good for you. What's the major nesoyim? There's many different, pshatim over here. I would like to say a pshat. If you look on the end of that pasuk, Lech Lechom Altam Melachem Yisrael Michal on Oretz Hasharekom, Rashi stresses the Nisoyim on the end of the pasuk, not on the beginning of the pasuk. We think the Nisoyim was Lech Lechom. Look what Rashi says. Rashi, on the end of the pasuk, Rashi says, Asher Arekom, go out to the land Asher Arekom, which I will show you. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the galah to him where to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have told him, go to Eretz Canaan, go to the land of Canaan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him. Didn't tell him where he's going to go. Kedei l'chavavo v'einov, in order to be mechuvav in his eyes, and to give him scha on every word and word. B'losel ischa kol dibo v'dibo. Rashi stresses the nisoyim, not what we understand. We understand the nisoyim as lech lecha, go out, leave all your bags. That wasn't a nisoyim. That was anoskal etevoskal. What was the real nesoyin over here? The major nesoyin was over here was ala oret asher areko. That I don't know where I'm going. I don't ask questions. Am I going here? Is he taking me to over here, over there? I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Wherever he takes me, I'll go. That was a major nesoyin. Asher areko. He could have asked questions. No, he never asked questions. The Medrash says, Omer Reb Yitzchak, I think it is, I don't know which nisoyin was greater, which was more chavut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nisoyin of Lech Lecha, of our nisoyin, the nisoyin of Akedas Yitzchak, which it also says over there, Lech Lecha. It says twice Lech Lecha. This week's part of Lech Lecha, and the nisoyin from Akedas Yitzchak also says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, El Eretz HaMoriah, El Achad HaOrim, Asher, which I'll show you. So this, we see from this medrash that there's a connection, there's some type of connection between this nisoyin of Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha to the nisoyin of Akedas Yitzchak. Where do we see there's a connection? Because it says here Lech Lecha and it says there Lech Lecha. The question is, what's the connection between those two nisoyins? And it's a very interesting thing. The medrash says, I don't know which nisoyin is greater. This nisoyin or that nisoyin? But if you look in the medrash, and Rashi brings it down there, Akedas Yitzchak brings down the same Nekuda. When he brings down Akedas Yitzchak, what does it say? Lech Lecha al Echad HaOrim. Go to one of the mountains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Megala to Avraham Avinu, which mountain I'm taking you to. That was the major Nisoyin. Avraham Avinu didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you taking me to? Are you taking me here? Are you taking me there? I'm in your hands. Al Echad HaOrim, to one of the mountains. Rashi brings it down there, and the Medrash, this Medrash, which says there's a connection between those nisoyin, brings down the same thing as Rashi brings over here. Le'gala le'ha'oret, like Rashi brings down over here. Le'gala le'ha'oret miyad, and all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him scham kol dibo v'dibo. So I think with that you can explain the connection, beautiful connection. Lech Lecha of our parsha and the Lech Lecha by Akedas Yitzchak is very similar, and I don't know which one nisoyin is bigger and which one is smaller, because the nisoyin over here, what? Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go out of your house. Like we asked, go out of your house. He knew where he's going. He knew he's going to a better place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, La'anoscho l'tevosto. Go out for your own benefit. Go out for your own benefits. What was the nisoyin? No, Rashi stresses the ikin nisoyin was in the end of the pasuk. Asher areko, to the place where I'll show you. And he didn't define him where this place is. Go out, don't ask questions. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, I'd like to finish off here where Chaim Shmuel Levitz brings down a Gemara on Shabbos, and it's beautiful with this. The Gemara on Shabbos says that a melacha, in order to, if you want to break down a building, you break down some structure, it's called soisa. There's boina and soisa. If you build a building and you take down the building, you're only chayev on the building when you take down, only with soisa amanas limnes v'mkoymoy. If you take down a building, in order to build it up in the same place, a different structure. If let's say I start to take a building and and demolish a building and you know, go somewhere else, that's not the real soisa.
Dismantle it.
Where do we, Fred and Gemara, I don't understand. Where do we learn out the Melacha from Melechas HaMishkon? And there it says what? If you took the tents from the Mishkan, they took it away. Every time they went in the Midbar from one place to the other, they, you know, dismantled it from one place and built it another place. So it's not Amunas live this from Koimoy. They didn't demolish it in the same place where they want to build. So we hold Melacha Yilan on the Mishkan, and it's not Doima Zelozeh. So the Gemara, you're right. It says that Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh. When Klal Yisrael went from one place to another place in the Midbar, with Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, they didn't go because of their own thing. They went because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them. So the question is very nice. It's all very nice words. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisoh. But where did they actually build? In a different place. So how can you learn now? Soisa Amanas Livnis Mikoimoi. What was the whole question of the Gemara? It has to be Soisa Amanas Livnis Mikoimoi. You have to demolish and build on the same place. But they didn't build on the same place. You're saying they went because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them to. How does that answer the question? Zokar B'chaim Shulevitz, some others also say the same Rayon, Murli Rayon, I think it's a lesson we can take with us, and I think this actually stressed over here, Pashat Lefnachan. Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisoh, means like a mother holds a child in her hands, and she goes from one place to another place, you ask the child, where am I now? Am I on Lee Side Crescent, am I on, you know, whatever, Bridge Lane, Gold Screen Road, doesn't make a difference to the child. The child is on the same hands of the mother. There's no difference. He is, where is he? He's in the hands of his mother. Right? The mother is actually in different places. But the child doesn't make a difference. He's in the hand of the mother, wherever the mother is. So too, Api Hashem, Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisoh, Klal Yisrael, on the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when they went from the middle of one place to the other place, were like about a child in the hands, in the mother of the hands. So for them, it was Soisam Naslim, there's been Koimoy. They weren't in another place. That's what they weren't actually in another place, they were in the same place. They were always in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the lesson we have here in Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha me'artzecha asher arekel. The Nesoi wasn't just going out of the house. The Nesoi was, from Avinu to Kodesh Baruch Hu, wherever you're taking me. I'm not asking if I'm there, if I have to go there. I'm not in your hands. Asher arekel, that's the Nesoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if that can help us, we can take lessons with us.
Okay.